So Sangharasa suggested the way to create a sangha is for practitioners to live and or work together, forming businesses, pay expenses for retreats and room and board, you know, living very, very simply. For a while, I think it's safe to say that many, many people in the UK lived together in Buddhist communities and worked in Buddhist businesses. It's less so now, but I know that the idea never really caught on at all, or hardly at all, in the FWBO in San Francisco. A few of us have tried it. I've lived with a few different configurations of people in this building for a while. And living in this kind of way, it looks the same as having roommates, but it's not quite the same. So for the last few years, I have lived upstairs with Padmatar and Lisa, who are sitting over here to my left. And I have to say, it's a delightful configuration of people with very little, if any, friction, which we all enjoy. Or hopefully, they're going to say that they agree with me. I'll talk about it later. Since I don't see us starting any Buddhist business anytime soon, I hope that more people in the Sangha will decide to live together, or at least try to give it a try. Although, in my experience, the degree of harmony that we have is rare. So, you know, having people with personalities that fit together is really important. I feel like, though, sometimes I don't even see them for, like, quite a long time, in fact. You know, living with them is an important link for me with the Sangha. I have many different links. But I think my strongest experience of Sangha, which to me feels like it's about harmony and appreciation, is primarily on retreat. And I don't know why. I guess it's because it's very simple and because I don't have a lot of work to do. And everyone is more receptive and calmer, and it's usually beautiful where you are. I think me working here sometimes kind of can complicate my relationships to people, and I just want to get away from them. So I love retreats, and I love people on retreats. And I love myself on retreats. This is the last page, by the way. So practicing with the Sangha helps me keep my meditation practice going in a really important way. I just went away for a month. My meditation practice was a shambles when I got back. And practicing ethics and the sense of keeping me in touch with what I know is the right thing. I find that without this, I just forget what I'm meant to be doing. And I guess I don't completely forget it, but I'm just aware of it much less of the time. So I want to keep in touch with not only wanting to practice non-harm, but to be kind.